Well, it really is a very evocative piece of music. Fans of the legendary BBC sitcom Fawlty Towers will remember how the sign used to actually change at the start of each episode. I remember fatty owls, warty towels, and even flowery twats. But I don't ever remember seeing Fawlty Towers. But believe it or not, that sign actually does exist on a luxury hotel in Kent in the south of England. A hotel for, yes, you have guessed it, chickens. And proprietor Julie Smith is on the line now. Good afternoon to you, Julie.
Good afternoon.
Will you describe, please, just how luxurious is the accommodation?
Well, the girls get a 3 metre run. There's only ever allowed 4 in each run. And every morning when they get up, they get fresh greens. And if it's really cold, they get porridge and mash. Fresh water every day. And then treats in the afternoon. Lots of fresh straw, cleaned out regularly. And free run of the garden if I'm around.
I notice you call them girls. Why?
Oh, they're all girls. I don't have any males. They'd upset my chickens, my girls, and also they're very noisy. And the girls like a bit of a spa on their own, I think.
OK, go on then. Name them.
Yes. Do you really want me to? I've got 13.
Go for it. Go on. Go on, Julie. You can do it.
I'll name a few of them. My eldest girl, who we bought as a point of lay 7 years ago, her name's Penny, so she's top girl she is. She rules the roost, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got some that I hatched, Bernie, Eddie, Freddie and Georgie. And then the rest of mine are ex-commercial hens. I was on the radio, on BBC Radio Kent last week, and I actually took one of my chickens in with me. And her name is Chicken because she's my first ex-commercial hen that I've ever had.
Right.
And she had a great time in the studio. It's a shame I can't bring her over to Dublin. She'd love it.
We'd love to have her here.
A little passport for her.
Now, you called them girls, but I notice a number of those names are guys' names. Freddie, Georgie, Yeti.
Yeah, what happened was when we hatched them, obviously we weren't to know what sex they were until they got older. So they sort of got a bit of a mixed name. So we sort of thought we tried choosing that. Obviously, it went in alphabetical order, as it does. And so we tried to use names that were sort of universal to girls and boys. So Georgie and Bernie sort of fits, really.
Where did you get the idea from, first of all?
Well, I rehomed for ex-commercial hens, and a lot of people said, oh, I'd like a couple of hens in the garden and everything, but I've got no one to look after them. And normally the best place for any animal, obviously, is in their own environment. But unless you know a little bit about chickens, that, you know, they're not always easy to look after when it's a new thing. So I just started looking after people's hens as a favour, and then it sort of snowballed from there, which I'm really pleased to say is working really well.
Well, I was watching a series on television over the last few weeks, I can't remember, was it on BBC or ITV, about housing associations and difficulties they were having with people keeping hens in the wrong environment, in inner city houses or whatever, in front gardens and back gardens. It seemed really a nightmare for some people.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... I mean, I've had hens for 7 years now, and it's a learning curve. It's like any animal that you really need to get to know them. Sometimes when it's, I mean, I live in a rural area, so obviously there's quite a lot of land and I've got a reasonable sized garden. But if it's in a town, sometimes it irritates other people, and sometimes you get rodents because obviously they're going to go for the food, and I think that's very difficult in towns because there's quite a few rodents about on there.
Who exactly would use the hotel?
At the moment, it's been word of mouth. So a lot of people that have come to the rehomings, so a lot of the girls I look after are ex-commercial hens, but local newspapers have picked it up. So I've had people from the local community phone me. I had somebody recently from Sevenoaks, which is a bit of a way from me, and one of her girls is actually 9 years old, which is amazing for a chicken. So I was really pleased. So a lot of people keep hens, more than you'd expect, I think.
So are you telling me now that there'd be somebody who says, oh, George and Mildred, come on, let's go on our holidays for a couple of weeks, and, oh, we better get somebody to mind the hens. Oh, let's put them into the hotel, and they bring them to you and say, could you please give us bed and board for these?
Yeah, they'll give me a call or they'll email me saying where they've seen me, and or recommendation normally it is now. And if I can book them in, as I say, I only take up to 8 girls at a time, 4 in each run. And if I can fit them in, I'm happy to. I collect them if I've got one customer who doesn't actually drive, so I actually go and collect his girls for him, and there's 3 of them. So, yeah, that's what people do. I think a lot of people will ask their neighbours, but if it's for a longer period of time, normally, I mean, I've got a couple of little girls at the moment, and they're staying for 3 weeks because they live sort of in the middle of nowhere and there is no one to look after them. You've got to remember, chickens get up when the sun comes up. So through the summer, you're looking at about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my word.
So they can't be locked. Well, they can't be locked away in the house. You wouldn't like to be locked away in your house if the sun was up, would you, really?
No, definitely not.
There's a lot of people that just won't do it. And I do.
And how much do you charge? Are you making money out of it? What will it cost me to leave my hen with you for a week?
Yeah, no, I do charge. I charge £7 per pen per night. So if there's two girls in there, it's £7. If there's four girls in there, it's £7. That includes all the food, as I explained earlier, all the bedding and everything. But chicken food isn't cheap. And if they have special diets, then obviously I'll comply to that. So I'm never going to be a millionaire for it. I think the amount of money I make, I just ply back into the, they get it back.
Yeah. A lot of hotels have gone in for, are they calling them wellness centres now? You can have a spa, you can have the swimming pool, you can have... What sort of little luxuries can you give the hens?
Well, they each have a dust bath because I'm not sure if you know, but chickens love to have a dust bath. When the sun's out, obviously, they get to sunbathe. If there is any problems that they have, we can dust them down. So if they've got mites, but I treat them all for mites when they arrive anyway because I don't want anything happening to my girls. Obviously, they're precious. And, well, anything they want, really. If I can take them for a walk in a buggy, if that's required, I do have a...
You are joking.
No, I've got a little buggy that I do the village fete every year, and I fill my car up so much with other stuff that I always take my girls, two of my girls, Dorothy and Beatrice, round to the fete in a little buggy. So,
describe that buggy.
The buggy is like... it's a pet carrier, but it's actually on wheels. So it's something like people... It's American, actually. So it's something that people would put their cats in or their dogs in and take them for walks. So it's called a stroller. So it's like a child's stroller, but with a lid on it, shall we say, a top on it.
And the locals see Julie Smith walking along with this stroller and two chickens looking out of it, and they go... Should we get in touch with social services?
That mad chicken woman, that's what they say. But it's funny because everybody talks to you. If you take a chicken, if you take a chicken to the vet, people are really interested. And chickens are amazing little creatures. They're the closest thing to be got to the T-Rex. So, that's actually alive. So they go
Indeed.
Back a long way.
I can just imagine, one of the ads for those opticians, this high street opticians, for the going along saying the old woman looking in and going, oh, she's lovely, just looks like her mother, should have gone to whatever, And what about all the eggs, by the way? Because presumably they're laying every day.
During the winter time, they don't lay as many eggs because it's obviously to do with the daylight hours, and a hen will lay every 25 hours, so they get a day off. But during the winter time, they don't lay as many, and Penny, my old girl, only lays occasionally. But the hens that come to stay, I always say to their owners, if they want me to keep the eggs for them, then I'm quite happy to do that. But people just say, oh no, I've got plenty of eggs and I don't, just use them. So there's lots of cakes being made and omelettes and they make superb, because they're so bright yellow, because they're free range. They're amazing.
I'd say there's a great taste from them.
There is, a lovely taste. And, they just sort of, if you break one, it just sits there. It doesn't go all runny all over the place. They are beautiful.
Is there a Mr. Smith, and what does he think?
There is a Mr. Smith, and he thinks what everybody else thinks.
Bonkers.
He started it all, though, because he bought me some hens, my first girl, 7 years ago, to keep me occupied, I think, more than anything else, or to keep me out of his way. So he started it all, and it's just escalated from there. I don't think he ever thought I'd have 13 chickens at any one time.
Well, listen, it's a wonderful world of assorted people. It takes all sorts, and you're perfectly entitled to do exactly what you want. So it's called Fowlty Towers, Fowlty, Fowlty Towers, and its proprietor is Julie Smith. Julie, thank you so much for joining us on the Mooney
welcome.
Show.
I'm glad I made you smile.
You did indeed. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.